I just don't know if I'm supposed to talk or not, Kevin. You threw me off last time.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right.
You freaked me out last time because you started screaming, "Hey, welcome to Out of Intex." I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know what to do. Anyway.
I'm just over here flexing my
Your Olympian muscles.
Yeah.
Hey, it's that time of year, baby. You know, once every, is it every 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's every 4 years we have the
unless there's a pandemic, Olympics. Right?
Yeah, and then it's five.
Then they skip, yeah.
And then now, whoever's LA's, I think, has got next one. They're freaking out because they only have 3 years to prep for it and spend, I don't know, $1 trillion to build whatever. God, don't you feel
they had to have known it was coming, though, right?
The pandemic?
No, L.A.
What, did China call L.A. and tell them, hey, we're releasing the pandemic?
No, but they still knew that they would be doing it in, you know, 20, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not sure Wuhan would have called L.A. and said, oh, by the way, we're going to cause a monkey wrench with the pandemic.
No, that was not my point.
The bat market?
The Chinese virus. Kung flu.
Yeah. Hey, so I thought I would pose a question to you, Kevin. And the question is, do you think that the USA Olympic team could survive without its Texans?
Yeah, I do.
What?
Yeah. All it's right. Supposed well, to thanks be a little for bit. Everybody. Look us up on Spreaker. Leave us a review. Adios.
Boy, that's a great episode. Kevin answered it. He nipped it in the bud.
Gosh, and I didn't almighty. Didn't even support Texas either.
Leave your comments, people. Leave those comments.
Nasty comments below.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah. No, of course not. Texas has a ton of great athletes every single time around. I mean, we make a huge impact.
Well, I think we make a huge impact. But so anyway, so I thought I would ask that question. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if the whole team would crater once I looked at the numbers, but it would definitely hurt, right?
Well, so America would definitely crater without Texas. So,
you know,
You can apply that to the Olympic team.
I think you could apply that. But maybe it's the leadership skills that the Texans, you know, demonstrate that really lead the... Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, the WFAA.com, it randomly just starts playing crap. I've had that happen to me on a Zoom. I was reading a news article, and like 15 minutes later, suddenly I'm on a Zoom, and WFAA starts launching into...
Just talking. I had no idea who was talking. So anyway, so I think that even though the Texans aren't the most in numbers as represented by the states, I think they're probably the mightiest because of our exceptional leadership skills and how we're true champions and how we teach the rest of the people from the other states how to truly be a champion.
That's right. I mean, really, the others are kind of handicapped in a way.
I think so. Just mentally. They mentally don't have that physically. Strong spirit of Texas pride.
That's right.
Hey, world.
So we pretty much carry the whole team on our back. Really.
I think so. I think so. Hey, world, don't mess with Texas and, the rest of the U.S.
You know, Texas.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, so let's talk about how many people we're sending. So out of the whole, I think I just deleted this. But anyway, I think out of like all of the Olympians, California is sending by far the most. And that was 126, 130, something like that?
126, yep.
Okay, well, that was just
126 for California.
Okay, and then
51 from Florida.
51 from Florida, and then New York. And it was us or New York?
No, Colorado was 34.
Colorado, strong. And then we had 31.
Mm-hmm. 31, and New York's 27.
Yeah.
Now, the one I'm looking at here says there are 613 total from 46 states.
What happened to the other four plus our territories?
I don't know. Which states are sending zero?
I don't know. It's got to be like Vermont, you know. I mean, who from Delaware or Vermont would be
Rhode Island?
Do they have athletes up there? I don't know. I mean, it's a question. I don't know.
Shout out to Vermont. All of our Vermont listeners are going to hate us, man. We're going to be a lot of nasty.
All of our Russian listeners are going to be going, yes, da.
Yes, we hate Vermont.
Vermont is bad. Texas good.
Vermont is weak. It's very weak.
Yeah, that's right. Now, they won't say that about Delaware because that's where all of our C Corps are based out of, right? We have C Corp out of Delaware. They must be good, smart people. Yeah, anyway, apparently Biden, we have a very strong following in Russia, right? So, hey, yeah, shout out to Russia.
Isn't our current president from Delaware?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know where he's from.
Come on, man.
It ain't Texas.
No, it's not. No,
he won't go down as a Texas legend.
I got hairy legs.
I don't think so.
However, we got what, five to shout out to? I mean, you know, shout out to all those.
I don't think he'll go down as an Olympic athlete either.
I don't think so, unless it's like hair sniffing or ice cream eating or something.
Well, he did threaten to get in a fight with that fat guy. He called him fat.
Look, here's the deal.
Oh, you remember know about that. No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
I've been watching far too much Olympics and not enough political stuff, thank goodness. But
he got in a fight with some dude named Corn Pop back in the day, too. Anyway, this is not about Joe Biden. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know about Corn Pop either. But you know what, Kevin? Man, I love the Olympics, and I love watching it. And Amy and I, we just sit here and we just watch. And I'll just, like on a break or something, I'll just turn it on and watch. And you know what I was watching the other day? I watched this young lady, an American young lady named Megan, and she won the gold medal in foil. And you know what foil is?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's a type of sword fighting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she fought off this, I mean, age-old Russian lady who was savvy and had been winning all the gold forever. And this young lady, Megan, I watched the whole match, and I didn't know anything about touches and, you know, 500 grams of pressure on the suit. And all these suits are like super electronic, and they recognize, you know, when the blade, you know, puts 500 grams of pressure. And
that's so cool.
And they light up, you know, the whole suit.
So you're saying the lady from Russia was old, though? Like it was an old Russian?
Well, she had been in, I don't know, she'd won 2, 3, 4 Olympics or whatever in gold. I mean, she was the reigning champ. So she was awesome, but this young lady, Megan, fought her. I mean, awesome.
Is she from Texas?
I don't think so, but she should have been. She should have been. And she probably was influenced by a bunch of Texans who told her how to beat the Russian. You know, they watch, I don't know, they probably watch Rocky IV or something together. And then they're like, hey, you know,
what's her name?
To beat Drago. You remember Rocky beating Drago?
Yeah,
remember that one?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he beat the big Russian named Drago, Ivan Drago. And I'm
was
sure
that in
they
the first
watched,
one?
No, that was four. And so I'm sure Megan and some Texans got together the night before, probably watched Rocky IV, talked about that, told them all about, you know, the Gonzales Cannon and remember the Alamo, and Megan stood up and did what she had to do.
It inspired her.
She did it. She won gold in foil. So I just love it. And then I watched the men's triathlon one day, and this is the Olympic distance, which was awesome. And it was, I don't know, it was 90 degrees and 85% humidity and just miserable. And so they were just getting ice baths every 250 yards or whatever. And then the very next day, the women came back and did it, and it was raining. And this was on that painted concrete. And you know how you and I hate biking on painted concrete. You remember when that one guy went across that painted concrete, wiped out, and that was the worst accident I've ever been around.
That was crazy.
Painted concrete's bad on. I mean, think about it. You're on these little bitty, I don't know, what is that, about an 8 millimeter, 17 millimeter wide bike tire?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's thin. It's between 8 and 17 millimeters. Fact checker, check me out here.
8 and 17.
Well, it's something like that. And so they do 8 laps on their bike of this. Anyway, it was bad. So it was hot one day and rainy the next day. And
I watched that one with the twins. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. So then, and then my wife's an old gymnast, and so we watched the crap out of all the gymnastic stuff. And so one of the GOAT, you know, Simone Biles, the best gymnast of all times, you know, everybody knows her story about where she unfortunately had to step out because of some, you know, she just felt the pressure and it was overwhelming and she had to step out. And sure enough, Suni Lee, our number two, came back and won the all around. We came in second behind the Russians on team, and then Suni Lee came back and won. Now, Suni's not a Texan. She should be. She's a Minnesotan, but she's friends with Simone, so, you know, Simone's a Texan, so it's all good. I'm sure Simone taught her how to do stuff.
When did Simone move to Texas?
No, they're down in Spring, so that's just outside of Houston. And that's where she was born.
She was born in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, but she got to Texas as soon as she could. So So our top two gymnasts, two of our top two gymnasts, they trained down in Spring, and so that's pretty. Jordan Childs, I don't know why.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But Simone and Jordan are down there. Came out of Spring, Texas, and so anyway, we got 31 athletes, and I'm sure we're influencing all the good stuff. So. I thought we'd talk just a little bit about the athletes, and then we'll go over and I'll kind of, I don't know, just visit with you about some of the new sports and what do you think, you know, about some of these new sports. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I figured so too.
Let's do it.
So we've got, before I go into that, what do you think we'd be especially good at in sports from Texas perspective?
Well, obviously gymnastics. We got, you know, Simone and Jordan and the others. But,
no, I'm just saying practically, what do you think Texans would be really good at?
I mean, anything they want to do.
Yeah, basically. I'm thinking in particular like shooting stuff and like bows and arrows and, you know, stuff like that. And you know,
I figured you'd say that. Wrestling, weightlifting.
Yeah, running. We're fast as lightning. But we've got...
Now, I don't know about the equestrian. Isn't the equestrian, is that more English style?
Or it's all that Western dressage, style? Prancy stuff, which is beautiful. Yeah. And Caroline and I have been watching some of that, too. And men and
But we
women.
Do have a lot of that around here, too. We have a lot of we that do. Equestrian.
We know, do, English but I don't stuff. Know if that's mainly Kentucky and that. I don't know. But it's truly beautiful, and I don't know how dominant we are. Like, I was watching some of the Swedish and Norwegian teams, and, you know, it's just unbelievable. That's like their life, and they are amazing at it. So, but let's go through some of the people that we have. So we've got a lady from Flint, Texas, in archery. Says we got some baseball players, but I don't think baseball's an Olympic sport anymore. I don't understand that.
Don't think it's a sport anymore?
I didn't think so, but I could be wrong. I thought baseball got banned from the Olympics 2 or 3 times ago. We got some basketball players.
It's on the list. It's on the list here.
I know. I see that too.
On the website.
I know. I saw that too. We definitely have a ton of basketball players, women's and men's. You know, Kevin Durant was a UT guy. Luka, you know, even though he's with Slovenia, unfortunately. Then we got boxing, women's boxing. We got men's cycling. We got diving, men and women. We got fencers. I don't see Megan on there. And then we talked about gymnastics, karate, rowing, rugby. I didn't know rugby was an Olympic sport. Nor did I know if anybody in Texas knows how to play rugby.
No.
I didn't think so, but apparently we got a Texan on there. So that just shows how incredibly multi-talented we are as a people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shooting, you know, shooting's a natural. We all shoot stuff, so we should dominate that, I think.
Do we? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We dominate all the shooting stuff. Skateboarding. Now, I don't know about that. Women's skateboarding. skeet shooting we won gold in. So Vincent Hancock from Fort Worth, he's probably like a neighbor of ours just down the street. So Vincent won gold. And this was, I think skeet shooting was, this is the first Olympics that is a sport. And then
really? Are you serious?
I think so.
I thought that would have been one of the first shooting events ever.
What, like from Greece or something with 12 gauge? No, they didn't have shotguns back in the Greek age.
No, just over here when they added it, I would have thought it would have been one of the first shooting events added.
I don't know.
What are the shooting events then?
No, I don't know.
Isn't there a shooting event like in the you do like some kind of cross country skiing and then at the end you pull out a shotgun and start shooting stuff?
Well, it's a rifle, and that's with snow, and so that would be an Olympic snow sport.
The Winter Olympics, yeah.
Yeah, that's called called a biathlon.
Biathlon.
That would be a winter sport. So
yeah, but I never understood the combination of skis and then at the end you just pull out a rifle and start firing it stuff. What's the connection there? Well, I will
admit, I've watched that too, and the equipment that they have, it's basically like a 22 or a 22-250. I'm not sure what it is, but it's the equipment that they have. So they're cross-country skiing exceptionally fast, and then they've got those things on. It looks like Robin Hood when they sling that rifle around and then fire, because it's so quick and so precise. Anyway, I have watched that, but that's a Winter Olympic thing.
Yeah, okay. But what's the, yeah, I mean, is it like simulating like the Eskimos who had to walk across the snow and then like shoot a bear or something? Is that what it's supposed to be?
I think so. I think that was the genesis, is an Eskimo shooting a bear. I think so.
Yeah, I can't make any sense out of it otherwise. It's just two random sports stuck together. But anyway, yep. That's for the Winter Olympics. We'll pick that up on the Winter Olympics episode.
Yeah, and how we dominate Winter Olympics too, even though we don't have snow down here. Okay, so a lot of swimmers. And believe it or not, we've got a table tennis Texan. Huijing Wang is from Sugar Land. And I'm sure Huijing is phenomenal. I've watched quite a bit of table tennis because we play a lot of ping pong here. And I've learned mm-hmm. how to serve appropriately, you know, because the old serve, you know, and the rules changed in ping pong 2001. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
No, really? I'm not kidding. Like
what changed? No, I did not.
Like when I grew up, so me and dad and brothers and sisters, that's all we did is play ping pong as family because that's, I don't know, we had a pool table and a ping pong table. That's what we did because we couldn't afford anything else. So you play 221 served by fives, whether it's singles or doubles. That's the rules. You play 221 points, first one to 21, win by two, and you serve by fives. So then in 2001, apparently, whoever ping pong governance of the world is, they said, well, that's too long and too boring. So we're going to change fundamentally the rules. So now you play games to 11 and change serves by two. I had no idea. So my 18-year-old boys come and they're like, Dad, you clearly don't know what you're talking about. These are the rules. And I didn't know that. And the serve on a ping pong or a table tennis is very different than just smacking it over, you know, my side, your side in. Yeah. It's very different because you have to show the ball. You have to present the ball in an open palm, you know, at basically table height. And then you have to lift the ball out of your palm 16 to 18 centimeters, which is basically the height of a ping pong paddle. And then you have to hit that on the downward slope above the top of the table and behind the table. Isn't that crazy? So I've been learning how to serve, the official ping pong serve. So now I can do that too. So there you go. That has nothing to do with the Olympics, although I have enjoyed watching how incredibly serious they are. And I don't think the U.S. team won that. This is going to be, for the most part, a Chinese or South Korean, Japanese team that's going to dominate that, would be my guess. So, and then we had tennis stars.
Remember that Forrest Gump? I did see Forrest Gump. Remember the ping pong episode or the ping pong scene in Forrest Gump?
I did, and I'm happy that you saw that. That was that was really good. And he got $25,000 for doing a sponsorship, and that's what he started the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company with, and
oh,
parlayed that into the Apple investment. And then he said, I didn't have to worry about money anymore. That was good. You know, that kind of a thing. Anywho, thanks for that. So we had tennis and then a ton of track and field people, ton of track and field Texans, which is awesome. Men and women, just a billion of those people, which is awesome. And then volleyball, weightlifting, and wrestling. So that rounds out our Texans. I won't name them all, but they're amazing leaders. I mean, worldwide leaders, the Texan athletes are. So congratulations, sweet Texans. So then I was going to ask you about, you know, just some of the sports and just kind of your feeling on some of these sports, Kevin. And how do you feel about them?
Let's do it.
Yeah. So
tell me.
What do you think about the new sport that was introduced this year, 3-on-3 basketball?
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
That brand sounds new awesome.
Yeah. I think so too. You that and I, awesome. We could pick like Chris up or something and go, you know, take on the Ukrainians or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's last cool time one. I did that though, I blew an Achilles. So I don't, maybe I could just manage you guys.
Yeah. Now, I don't know the logic behind it. Why did they feel the need to add another basketball event that was 3-on-3? Do you know why?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. I heard something about that because of the it would give more of a level set across the world stage versus, you know, like Team USA is dominant with all the pros. Even some of the Euro teams are pretty amazing with all their pros. And the 3-on-3 would enable if you can sport three from your country versus five. I don't know. I really don't know.
So do our any of our pros do that one as well, or is it mostly just amateurs that are doing that?
I don't know. I didn't see like LeBron playing 3-on-3. They were.
Do you
all
remember
on
back it in the? Do you remember the back in the day when we would not send pro athletes? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was just all college, and then the first dream team with Michael Jordan and all that crew, Charles Barkley. That was unbelievable. Yeah. And it was a joke on the world stage. They won gold by, you know, they were winning by 50 every game.
Yeah, because I think before that, we just sent amateurs. And then I think Russia and all the, you know, some other countries started sending their pros and just kicking our butts all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just said, hey, fine, you want to play that game? We'll send Michael Jordan.
We'll send Larry Bird and Michael Jordan. Enjoy.
Right. Right, yeah. We'll see who's really the best here.
Literally, it was Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley on like that first team, which they just murdered them. So, okay,
when was
so
that? Oh, that was 92.
Yeah,
was that 92?
I mean, it was in modern.
Is that that recent? Wow.
Yeah, so I was wrong. Apparently, we do play baseball still, so that's still an official sport. Baseball and softball are official sports.
Okay.
What do you think, though, about, you know, you and I could have entered in artistic swimming. That's the synchronized swimming.
Oh, yeah. Is that a sport?
We're excellent really swimmers. Well, it's dance and swimming combined. Very precise. Artistic gymnastics.
You remember the Saturday Night Live routine where, was it Martin Short?
Yeah.
And the synchronized swimming.
Yeah, no, that was good. Okay,
that's the only thing I think of when I think of artistic swimming. That comes to mind.
Yeah. So there are two new BMX freestyle and BMX racing. Those are brand new.
Cool.
You think that's good?
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Here's another two that are canoe kayak flat water and canoe kayak slalom. That's awesome.
Those are new?
I think so.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I saw there was a German girl, I think, that won, I don't know, it wasn't flat water. It was like slalom because she was going through all kinds of obstacles, and she was awesome. She won gold. She wasn't Texan.
Very cool.
And then you get into the, I don't know, soccer is a big deal. They call it football, though. And then handball. Do you know handball is a sport?
No.
That's kind of
odd. I mean, it's a sport. I didn't know it was an Olympic sport.
I bet we're not very good at that. And then marathon swimming. I didn't know that was we've been watching swimming.
What is
like
that?
Crazy.
How far do you swim in a marathon swim?
I bet it's a long way.
Yeah, I bet so.
Yeah, and then modern pentathlon. What do you think are the events in the modern pentathlon?
It's 10K is the swim, the marathon swim.
No,
it's a 10K.
It's a 10K?
It's a 10K.
Oh, man. 6.2 miles.
Swim.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a
okay,
long
so
swim.
What do you think are the events in the modern pentathlon?
Pentathlon.
So that's five events.
Looks like there's some shooting in there. The icon has a little man pointing a gun at someone.
Yep. Yep. But there's some horseback stuff.
Okay, let me guess. I would guess that it's fencing and then probably some swimming. Maybe a fencing bonus round might be involved.
You're reading it. You're reading the same piece of crap I am.
You know, and then I would throw in like a laser run at the end,
yeah,
just for fun.
A laser
if it was
run.
Me. Yeah, I would just add that on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so weird. Fencing ranking
that
round.
That's very random.
And then a 200 meter freestyle swim. And then another fencing round. And then riding.
You ride a horse.
Yeah, riding
not a
horse.
Bike.
And this is, you have to be paired with your horse and in a draw just 20 minutes before they compete. So you have 20 minutes to get used to your horse and then compete.
No, it says on here, the riders and horses train together for years.
Well, why does it say in modern pentathlon?
Oh, I'm sorry, never mind.
Are paired with their horses in a draw just 20 minutes before they compete.
Yeah, you're right.
That's so
right.
Weird. And then a
that
laser
so
run.
Weird.
So you have...
What is a laser run?
Yeah, that's so weird. You're running 800 meters and you're shooting...
a laser pistol.
10 meters every 50 seconds. Anyway,
with a laser
that
pistol.
Is so weird.
Sounds fun, though.
It actually sounds pretty fun. I don't know.
Okay, so you run, and then you shoot five targets. So you're running through some kind of obstacle course shooting targets with a laser.
Can you imagine how weird that would be, like, if you got paired with, like, some crazy stallion, and you had to, you know, what are you going to do there?
What, on the riding or
yeah,
the laser run?
Yeah, if it's some just, you know, nut.
Hopefully anyway. They've screened those horses.
I know. They probably have some hot and cold ones. Anyway, so then another sport's mountain biking. That's cool.
Yeah.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Is that new?
I think it can't be that old.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'd be exceptional at rhythmic gymnastics.
I don't know. I've been told that some people think that's not even a real event.
I think it's beautiful. It's a beautiful display of artistic gifts.
Is that like the flag, like the high school football game?
Yeah,
the
you flag? Know where you throw the streamer up and you run around and twist around and ballet it up, and then you catch it on the other side and you flap it. And Will Ferrell does a gig on that. It's quite,
oh, does he really?
Quite funny. Surfing. Looks pretty new. Sport climbing. That's got to be awesome. Rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a good rock climber?
Skateboarding's new.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I did watch some skateboarding.
You didn't answer my question. Are you a good rock climber?
No. Not at all. Are you?
I think so. I think I am.
I don't think I've ever never rock climbed ever in my life.
Yeah. We used to go a lot over to that one in Grapevine, and we'd learn how to rappel and all that. That's fun.
I took the kids there.
I'm actually
but I
not.
Didn't do it.
I'm actually not a good rock climber.
Shocker.
But it looks fun. Okay, so then rugby. God, the U.S.
Did you watch any of the skateboarding?
No, not yet.
Skateboarding is good. That's been fun to watch.
Okay.
And what's funny about that one is, you know, there's these old dudes that are the commentators on the skateboarding.
Yeah.
Like old dudes like you and I, but they're trying to use terms like
rad.
Young skateboarders were used. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hilarious to listen to them.
Yeah, that would be awkward. You know, I was watching some of the men's water polo today, and they had a break, and there were two guys that were water polo commentators, and I thought, that would be a good job to aspire to be, is a water polo commentator, because they ran out of content very quickly. And then they were just like talking about each other's like jackets and shirts. Literally.
That's hilarious.
I think I could be a water polo content person.
Really?
That's pretty cocky. I would do better than those two guys. I could talk at least about like, look at the leg strength of that one German who kept his upper torso 2 feet out of the water for over 8 seconds. That was amazing. I've always been impressed by water polo because you have to have such a strong base to keep your upper body out of the water. Hmm. I've always been so impressed by that. Anyway, so then, water
trampoline.
Polo. Trampoline.
Have you watched any of the trampoline?
No, but I'd like to.
I would like to also. I've not seen that. Looks cool, though.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we've been watching gymnastics and swimming, basically. And now we're going to field, track and field events. And there were these two Swedish dudes that won gold and silver in the discus for the men yesterday. And my gosh, they were powerhouses. They weren't Texans. I bet they want to be Texans. But they were so strong. And they threw that discus forever. Giant Swedish dudes. And then the little one carried the big one around for a while. I'm like, you're going to hurt yourself, because that guy was mad with little bird legs, but giant torso. And the little one was carrying him around.
What do you mean the little one was carrying the big guy around?
Well, of the two guys, one was especially big and one was pretty big. And the pretty big guy carried the especially big one around for a while after they, as a celebration.
Oh, he just kind of picked him up and...
Yeah. Was just carrying him around in glee.
It's so weird.
It was weird. I'm like, you're going to hurt yourself. Anyway, so I think that's it. Wrestling and, you know, tennis and stuff. And we've been watching all that.
You know what? I think we're looking at the same page here. Are you on Olympics.com on the Summer Olympics page?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
So these icons on here for the sports, it's like something that a first grader would make in art class.
Yeah.
It's like little stick men.
It's they're hilarious. It's not a great representation. But I'll admit, I would like to get into the kayak slalom. I think I could do quite well there. Maybe I can represent Texas in 4 years in kayak slalom.
Start doing it.
Yeah, I think so. I'll just get out here in the pool and just kind of, you know, moodle it around a little bit. Take it out to a creek.
You kayak down the, like the gutter
when it rains. Oh yeah, when it rains hard. Right. I could do that and kind of avoid water moccasins.
Yeah,
remember those? They're around, and you want to avoid those because they'll jump up in the kayak with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, hey, you know, good luck to America and good luck to Texas. I thought that this would be a lot of fun, and it sure was, Kevin. So thanks a lot for visiting with me on the Olympics. And y'all come back and listen to us next time.
Go America and go Texas. All right. Thanks for listening. Look us up. Leave us a review. Adios.
Bye. Adios.